vision.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Our infrastructure is our collective ability to say what we care about.
Reducing our dependence on fossil fuels during tough economic times might seem like a pipe dream, but our latest contributor to The Next Idea believes that post-industrial towns like Ypsilanti can actually improve their economies by doing just that, investing in solar energy. Dave Strensky is with us. He's the founder of Solar Ypsi. Dave, you and your group are set on making Ypsilanti really a national leader in solar energy installation. So what do you think solar can do for Ypsilanti?
It's the next technology that's out there. And I think not only is it good for the environment, but I like to pitch that it's just good for your pocketbook. And I'm trying to get a community that has a lot of solar installations and so that we become at least a local leader to educate other people on how to do it. And then also to kind of locally drive up the demand for solar such that the prices would come down because you get some economics of scale.
So win-win all around. How have area nonprofits participated in this push for more solar power?
So Solar Ypsi is not a nonprofit. Where it's kind of ironic. We're just a kind of a loose group of volunteers. Mm-hmm. But we have been able to get donations from people. And since we can't take them directly, I've been able to orchestrate multiple nonprofits kind of coming together. We get a quote for doing all those as one job. And then the donor was able to write the check directly to all the different nonprofits, which was a great model. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And we get both economics of scale. There's no administration costs. The nonprofit doesn't have to do any work. It was just a really good project.
So basically, Solar Ypsi is playing matchmaker.
I kind of look at myself as the lead instigator.
So someone wants to make a donation. You hear about that. You're not taking the donation because you're not a 501c3, but then you know this group that could do it, and it all fits together so well.
Yes, it works well.
And as you point out in your essay, this is something that could be easily done in any community.
Yes, and anywhere across the nation could do something like that. And I'd also kind of say, I mean, this is kind of geared for someone who wants to give, you know, say thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking about this lately, and if you're just a regular charity giver, you know, who might give $20 or $30 to Michigan Radio or something like that.
Right.
Maybe you could earmark your money for solar panels, because what's really interesting about giving solar panels as opposed to just giving money is you're kind of giving the nonprofit an annuity. And so your donation would actually multiply multiple times. And you're basically saying, nonprofit, you don't have to buy electricity for the next 30 years. That's another interesting way to think about this. And then you're kind of helping out two things at the same time. You're helping out the local animal shelter, but you're also growing the demand for solar power.
What do you think, Dave, are the biggest factors holding back the solar industry and the solar power movement in Michigan right now?
One thing I'll say is it's growing tremendously. If you read any articles about it, it's the fastest growing sector of energy production. Granted, it's because it's starting from a very small base. But basically, it's expensive. I mean, if you wanted to make your house 100% solar powered, you're talking maybe $15,000. You will get a third of that back from the federal government on a renewable energy tax credit, which got renewed for another 10 years or something like that. So your out-of-pocket cost is $10,000 around there. So that's a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it won't depreciate like a car. It'll actually give you power for the next 30 years. But you still have to come up with that upfront payment. And then, so that's kind of the other project that I've been working on is I'm trying to find a donor that could donate a sizable chunk of money to a community like Ypsilanti where we could give out rebates. And so that way, maybe a donor could fund a third of the solar project. The federal government would do a third with this tax credit, and the homeowner would do a third. And I think that would really boost the volumes.
How have you seen people get on the bandwagon? What makes solar energy spread?
You know, it's been interesting because I actually was doing this for many, many years and never had it on my house. And I said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do it on my house. I didn't have really good solar exposure. But it was interesting. Once I did it, within a year, I had two of my neighbors do it. And now I'm talking to two other of my neighbors. And I think that if you really want to spread solar, it's neighbors showing neighbors that, you know, you can do it. And that's the best way.
And if people say, well, Michigan, look at Michigan winters. We don't get enough sunlight. You haven't found that to be a problem, have you?
Well, I will say that Michigan is one of the worst places for solar power. We have these wonderful Great Lakes, but they create a lot of clouds and snow. So we get what's called 4 hours of peak sunlight per day on average. Somewhere in Southern California or Arizona, they might get six. But the leaders in solar power right now is Germany, and they get 3 hours of sunlight per day.
Less than us.
Less than us. So if Germany can do it and be the leaders in the world, Michigan can do it and be the, you know, and that's what I'm trying to say. You know, let's prove that we can make it work in Michigan, and then it's a no-brainer for the rest of the country.
And if communities don't find creative ways like you have developed to get this alternative energy, what does the future look like? What do you think's at stake?
Yeah, it's I hate to be a gloom and doom person, and I actually try not to emphasize the environmental impacts. There are plenty of people out there, you know, that are saying global warming is going to kill us all, and I will say that, you know, I mean, I truly believe in global warming and all that other stuff, but I want to take the conversation in a different way. Let's put money in your pocket, okay? So the number... I can't remember the number now. But a couple of years ago, there was a number. It was many billions of dollars that leaves the state of Michigan every year to buy energy. And if we could make our own energy and not have to buy coal or oil from our neighbors, then it would be like injecting billions of dollars into the Michigan economy year over year over year. So forget the environment. Let's build the economy. And solar power is just one of the many ways to do it.
Dave Strensky is the founder of Solar Ipsy. His essay will spell out the ways other communities and groups could follow Solar Ipsy's lead in getting solar power projects off the ground. His essay is on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And as always, we welcome your comments there or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page or, as always, on Twitter at NextIdeaMI. Dave, thank you so much for being part of the Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.